Shalom. I want to dedicate this recording to the rescue of the Israeli captives and hostages in Gaza and to the elevation of the souls of the murdered and those who died in battle. Matthew 23 is an extremely critical text where the Pharisees and the scribes serve as a negative model. Jesus teaches his disciples how not to act by setting the example of the Pharisees and the scribes against their eyes. Yet who are the Pharisees and how is Jesus related to them? What indeed is the essence of this harsh critique in our gospel text? And how is this text's interpretation may influence Jewish-Christian relations writ large? For centuries, the category of the Pharisees was designated by Christian exegetes to describe the Jewish people as a whole and the Jewish tradition as a Pharisaic religion. The interpretation was usually charged with antagonism towards the Jewish law, the halakha. And the Pharisaic religion, i.e. Judaism, was detested as a religion of law and juxtaposed with Christianity as a religion of faith, thus depicting Judaism and Christianity as two opposite ways, one flawed and one true, one evil and one good. Yet exegetes, theologians, scholars, and people of faith have overturned these presumptions. And today we have the privilege of reading these gospel texts differently, without prejudice, and without assuming a dichotomy between Christianity and Judaism. First of all, we are now much more aware of Jesus' respect to the halachic law. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill, as he tells us in Matthew 5:17. With the keys from the Sermon on the Mount in our hands, we can open also Matthew 23 and see that Jesus fully respects the authority of the scribes and the Pharisees who have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. The critique which he stresses is not against the law per se, the law which they have the authority to teach, but rather against the way they themselves observe it. Do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. Many of us parents say similar things to our children. Do what I say, not what I do. Certainly it testifies to our imperfection as parents, but it does not disqualify our parenting altogether. It is important to make this differentiation between Jesus' critique of how the Pharisees observe the law and between a critique of the law itself, because it allows us to reframe the entire polemic. Instead of seeing it as a polemic between Jesus as the ultimate Christian and the representative of Christianity, and between the Pharisees, which are the representatives of the Jews, this becomes now a polemic among Jews on the best way to observe the law. And again, not to abolish, but to fulfill it. A polemic among members of the same group can be harsh, but it is based on shared values and doctrines, not on a negation of the other. Indeed, the immense scholarship that allows us today to re-anchor the New Testament in the Jewish milieu in which it was written shows us to what extent Jesus and also Paul, who also seems extremely critical towards the Pharisees, themselves argue their opinions, interpret the Bible, and preach the sermons like their fellow Jews, and particularly like Pharisees. In the words of the Commission for Religious Relations with the Jews in 1985, Phariseeism, in the pejorative sense, can be rife in any religion. It may also be stressed that if Jesus shows himself severe towards the Pharisees, it is because he is closer to them than to other contemporary Jewish groups. Thank you.